Welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast. I'm Steven Rothberg, the founder of College Recruiter job search site. At College Recruiter, we believe that every student and recent grad deserves a great career.
And I'm Peter Zollman, founding principal of the AIM Group, the leading global business intelligence service for marketplaces and classified advertising companies. We consult with recruitment marketplaces companies and publish AIM Group Recruitment Intelligence and a free weekly digest. We also host the annual Global RecBuzz Conference.
This is the podcast for you to learn more about how to create, manage, and work with general, niche, and aggregator job boards and recruitment marketplaces. Hey, Peter, it is great to be back with you. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning, or in your case, top of the afternoon. Martin's case, top of the afternoon, middle of the afternoon for him. So it's good to be here. It's been another week, and things are going well. Holidays, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
Awesome. Well, good things come back in spades, or sometimes they come back as boomerangs. Did you see what I did there?
It was so clever, Stephen. one of the things we've been looking at is there was an article the other day that I saw about the great resignation becoming the great return, and how many people who left their jobs want to go back to the old job or to the old company. And there's been boomerang employment for a long, 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 long time, obviously, but it's come back since the Great Resignation started, and it's becoming, for some people, not for everybody, the Great Return. And the article I was reading was talking about how there are so many advantages to a company for a boomerang employee to bring them back. You don't have to teach them the corporate culture. You don't have to show them where the bathroom is. You don't have to show them how people write their memos or their emails or things like that. Great advantages, as long as they were a good performer the first time around. Bringing people back is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it can be a very good thing. We had two boomerangs recently at the AIM Group. We had Christo Volschenk was with us for about 10, 12 years, and then he returned for a while this year. And John Zapp was with us for 4 years, and he returned for about 6 months before he unfortunately got ill and then passed away. So boomerangs can be a very good thing for a company, and job boards, recruitment sites, recruitment marketplaces can support that by encouraging their employers to look at former employees who want to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a wise employer that recognizes that a job today may not be a good fit, but that same job 3 years from now might be. You might acquire better skills. Your kids might be older and you're better positioned to travel. The company may have changed. You know, the job with the company that you're looking at may not be available this year, but might be available 5 years from now. And in the meantime, you've grown and you've acquired experience. Maybe you went and worked for a direct competitor, and now you have a wealth of knowledge about how they do business, and can bring some of those lessons into your workplace. So
as long as you don't bring their data and their secrets.
Right. Right. Yes. No, that stuff stays confidential, but the improvements in your skills, that's fair game.
And the knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of knowledge, we have a fantastic guest here today. See, I did that again. See where I went? So today's, I know. Yeah. He's doing the whole choking thing, whatever. But so today's guest is a good friend of both of ours, lives in one of the most beautiful countries in the world, in Austria. It's Martin Lenz. He's the CEO of Jobico. And they power job boards and career sites for different media brands, associations, staffing companies, direct employers, job boards, etc. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's in a couple of dozen countries worldwide, but we'll get into that. So, Martin, welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast.
Oh, thank you. Hello from Vienna. Hello from Europe. Thanks for having me, Peter, Steven. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. We saw you not so long ago at RecBuzz in Amsterdam. One of the big topics there was AI. And artificial intelligence is, first of all, one of those things that lots of people say they have, they really don't, but it's becoming more and more prevalent and more important. You want to talk about job boards, recruitment marketplaces, using AI? Do they really? How does it work? How does it improve things, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think first of all, the concepts of AI and machine learning, as most of us use, or deep learning, they exist already for a very long time. So the first concept starts in the early 50s and go back to the 80s maybe. But as of now, we now have the ability, we now have the data available to make use of those algorithms and models, and we have the computing power to make this data of use. And that opens up, we're just starting to understand what this really opens up. But when you ask me in terms of recruitment advertising or recruitment marketing and job boards, I always like to look at the funnel first, so at the candidate journey. So when you get to a job board as a candidate, you start, like, maybe you start your search in Google or in any of the aggregators or on social media, and then the job board is trying to create your path towards the right job. And here's the first time where you can use AI. So you can use machine learning algorithms to optimize the social media spend that you have as a job board, the advertising that you spend as a job board, to get the best candidates at the lowest cost. And when the candidate is on the site, you can make her click on the right jobs by learning from the behavior, or like understanding what is really interesting to the candidate, so she gets the best experience on the search but also on the application. So there's still small things like narrowed use cases that we're looking at. So there is not this like big AI, like, you go there as a candidate and it just tells you where to apply in 2 years. So this is not what we see yet, but we see this the small steps that many of the players in the markets are taking to optimize the processes and to create a much better candidate experience. So I'm most excited about using AI to create a better candidate experience and to acquire traffic, but there's many more use cases, as you know.
Interesting. You know, one of the other things that we talked about with you at the RecBuzz conference in Amsterdam was about how job boards could minimize the impact of an upcoming recession on their businesses. I think it's pretty clear that there are definitely areas of the world that are in recession now. But even if the particular country of the listener isn't at this point, it will be a year from now, 5 years from now, whatever. It's just inevitable. So, you know, whether a job board serves markets that are in recession right now or not, what kind of impacts do you think the next recession is going to have on job boards?
Yeah, very good question. So I think it depends a little bit on which market or country or continent you're looking at. So many experts believe that the recession will start earlier in Europe because of the dependency on natural resources and the energy prices. But definitely everybody expects that there will be a recession also, like across the globe, also in the US. You typically always see a lag in the implication on advertising. And just yesterday in Austria, they announced that they have the lowest unemployment rate for more than 14 years. So last time the unemployment rate was that low was in 2008, before the financial crash. So it's really interesting how this adds to the narrative that everybody is now fearful and like recession is coming and so on. And the reason for that is there will be a discontinued demand in so there will be an ongoing demand in top talent, because there is more people leaving the market, skilled people leaving the market, that are getting back to the market. So in terms of market demand on great talent, there will be a continuous demand. And that is actually a good, that's good news for job boards, because they're trying to match this supply and demand side, right? But even if the demand side was going down, you as a job board, you can find counter-cyclical strategies. And one of that is, if more candidates are searching for a job, you can provide a great service to them, and you can collect you can grow a bigger database that you can use when the market is getting back. So I believe, and many experts agree with that, that there will be a continuous demand on the talent side. So there will be certain industries that may see a downside, but I think across all industries, there will be a continuous demand, at least for the next 12 months. And I think nobody dares to say what's after this 12 month.
We'll be back right after this break.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast.
Because of demographics, obviously, a lot of people who have been in the workforce have retired or are retiring, and there aren't as many young people coming in as there were going out. How does a recruitment site play to that, capitalize on it? And what kinds of things can a recruitment site do to help fill the gaps and also help those younger workers who don't necessarily have the experience?
So many of the job boards, I would say, are mainly in job advertising, and they're typically very transactional. So if you just continue to provide your service the way you do, it can be fine. But you may miss out a big opportunity to reach this new audience of young people, or Gen Z. So those are people that are on TikTok, and they have different values, like when they go to a job. So it's totally different than if you talk to someone else, right? So I think finding a way to make your site or your experience appealing to those young candidates, and to convince and consult your clients, your employer clients, how to present themselves, because you can have the best candidate experience on your job board, but if it's a bad job, nobody will apply on it, right? And it adds to the bad experience, and in the end, it makes the site feel bad. So understanding which channels you need to address. Understanding what it means for young people and the next generation to use online services and job boards, and how you can advise employers how to present the job to them. I think that's critical to at least take some of the potential.
Two quick things. First, I'll tell you a story, then I'll ask you a question. Dr. John Sullivan, whom you may be familiar with, he's a recruitment guy, been around for decades, drjohnsullivan.com, wrote a great article about stories and how companies need to tell stories about the people who work for them and what they do for the people. It's a great article, and we've summarized it in our Recruitment Digest. It reminded me that job boards, recruitment marketplaces, can help their employers develop those stories and include them in the employer branding, either for the employer on its own site or for the employer within the job board. So you mentioned TikTok. TikTok is not going away, even though they have at least temporarily given up on the TikTok resumes experiment. They have right now, they're working with Indeed in Singapore, of all places, on recruitment. Is TikTok, and the broader question, the video resume, is that ever going to matter?
Well, so starting with your anecdote on the storytelling, I would definitely agree. So storytelling is a very much underrated skill. And those folks who come out of the marketing space, they know what you're talking about. But if you go more like to the technical space, like, okay, what why do I need storytelling? So we actually have a storytelling initiative within the company. So there's people practicing storytelling and getting people out of their comfort zone to have a presentation or to tell stories. So we're also working with an expert on that, because we truly believe that whatever knowledge you want to transition within the company or you want to share within the company, it's always easier if you tell it in the right story, or if you find a good way of telling the stories. The video resume, I think it's an application of what can be done. So definitely everybody agrees that TikTok is a big thing for like the Gen Z at least. But I talked to many job board owners, and the biggest success so far that they had is using TikTok as a channel to create more awareness about the brand, but they never really got good conversions out of it. But what really excites me is that no matter on what like big search platform or social platform you're looking at, everybody at some point takes a look at the recruitment vertical. There is no way around it. So Facebook did it, Google did it, TikTok does it, LinkedIn is in the game anyways. But it's such an important thing in your life and in the world that you get ideas on those platforms what you can do. So we have clients that run apprenticeship platforms, for example, like people of 15 to 16 years old. And they use these storytelling mechanisms to talk about the job in a way that is appealing to those candidates. So they kind of use it as a discovery.
Interesting. Well, I guess there's some hope for me watching TikTok videos of dogs, including huskies, being divas and trying to convince my family that that's work-related. But, you know, one of the reasons that I was excited to talk with you, Martin, is that because you are involved in you know, powering what hundreds of different career sites, job boards, et cetera, in a couple dozen different countries, you've got a unusual ability to see what works in certain markets, what doesn't work in other markets, learn from something happening in Bulgaria and bring that to the UK or whatever. Let's talk for a minute or two about monetization. And I think you've published a book that people can download at jobico.com/playbook. But from that book or other ideas, what are some of the things that job boards and recruitment marketplaces should be doing and some of the pitfalls that they should be avoiding based on your experience in all these different job boards and all these different markets?
Yes, good question. So we are currently running about 200 job boards in about 20 countries globally. The majority of those job boards are in the DACH regions or German-speaking region, UK, Ireland, and the US. So these are our biggest regions, but there's also clients all across the globe, even in Africa or New Caledonia, and there's a lot of similarities in there in those countries. So that's why it's possible to have a platform that works for all of these countries. But in the end, it always depends a little bit on the main competitors in those markets, like what drives the most successful business models, so to say. So in the US and the UK, we see much more trend towards performance marketing, so PPC advertising and programmatic, at least for some industries or high volume recruitment, for example. Whereas in Germany, for example, this is like still, there is a huge potential, but the incumbent main players like StepStone, there is still so much protecting the paper post model that still works for them. So everybody follows a little bit, has lower prices, and the paper post for them is still the best model to look at. So when we segment the market, we try to understand how can we create value with our platform. That's why we came up with the job board model playbook that you can download on our website. We looked at those segments in a way of say, okay, there's traditional job boards, there's advanced job boards, and there's leading job boards, but it's not in terms of like a valuation, so to say, but depending on the market and the target audience you're working with and the clients you have, there's a certain demand on more traditional paper post or maybe even print integration advertising. Other than some markets or like some niches or some spaces with high volume, they're already very data driven. Clients want to see analytics. They want to see the performance, and they see it more like in e-commerce. And they will say, okay, what's my cost per application? What's my cost per hire? What's my cost per click? And they track this along the funnel. But definitely, one of the fastest growing models is the PPC model, so the programmatic or performance based model. And also we see a lot of hybrid models arising. So it's job boards that try to add the performance based model on aside the traditional paper post model, if you wish, to kind of still stay in control what is happening, because it changes a lot in terms of like cash flow and ability to sell those packages. What we did not see yet so much, we're also talking about monetization of candidates. So there is just a very low number of sites, a very limited number of sites. One of the most successful is, I think, Expertier in Germany, that also asks candidates for like a subscription fee. And a recent trend that we see in some very highly demand markets are so-called reverse job boards. So this is basically, you could see it as there's kind of a database of candidates, and employers apply at those with those candidates and trying to present themselves in the reverse way of what you would say is happening when a candidate applies for a job.
Cool. Those are two things. I had not heard of that German site. So do me a favor, repeat it, and I will write it down and we'll take a look at it. What's the name of that site in Germany again? That's
Expertier, like the expert. And
oh, yes. Okay. I have heard of Expertier. Yes. So, Martin, if people want to learn more, where do they find you?
Yeah, so they find us on our website, jobico.com. They can download our playbook, jobico.com/playbook. They find us on all relevant job board conferences in Europe and the US. So I don't know, Peter, if you want to give we just been to the RecBus, was great. And it's always worth going to one of these conferences. You can also find us on LinkedIn. Just type in Jobico. You will find me, and you will find find our company profile. And yeah, so we are a growing team of hungry job board experts, I would say. And challenge us with your ideas, challenge us with what you think makes a great job board, and we try to make it happen.
Awesome. And for the job board and recruitment marketplace listeners that are out there that are looking at potentially using software provided by a Jobico or others, every single Jobico client I've ever talked to just praises the customer service and also the ability to add modules. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution, which is something that some of the others suffer from. So, Martin, it's been a pleasure again. I look forward to seeing you at the next Job Board Conference. Peter, as always, Stay safe and talk to you in a week.
Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces is a co-production of Evergreen Podcasts, College Recruiter, and the AIM Group.
Please subscribe for free on your favorite app. Review it. 5 stars are always nice. Then recommend it to a couple of people you know who want to learn more about job boards and recruitment marketplaces.
Special thanks to our producer and engineer, Ian Douglas. I'm your host, Peter Zollman of the AIM Group, the leading global consultancy in the field of marketplaces and classified advertising. Find out more about our reports on recruitment marketplaces, job boards, and classifieds, including our new Recruitment Marketplaces Annual, at aimgroup.com/reports.
I'm your host, Stephen Rothberg, of job search site College Recruiter. Each year, we help more than 12 million candidates find great new jobs. Our customers are primarily Fortune 1000 companies, government agencies, and other employers who hire at scale and advertise their jobs with us. You can reach me at Stephen@collegerecruiter.com.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.